accession number 19129, reel 12.
There was a fountain of butter, fountain of dried milk, tin of spam, tin of corned beef, a tin of salmon, a big packet of biscuits, thick biscuits, a packet of raisins, packet of prunes, salt and pepper, soap, half pound block of chocolate, cheese.
What in the tin?
No, it was a packet, I think.
Do you get one of them every week?
Yeah.
That's a lot of grub there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of grub.
Well, a lot of grub, pound of butter.
Did the Germans not want to nick? Did they not try to nick the stuff and get inside it?
Oh, they mustn't nick bloody millions of things.
Did it have your name on?
Oh, no. Was it just standard parcels, British Red Cross, Canadian.
And how did they dispense them? How did they get them?
Well, they used to go to Wittenberg, it was about 10 miles away. That's where our HQ was, like distribution place. They used to go there, the wagon, get so many every 2 or 3 weeks.
And then they would give them to you once, one a week?
One a week, you guard yourself in this room. And you should love them out.
And could you trade them with him, like potatoes and that? Did people do that?
No, used to. If you could get the connections. Oh, these cigarettes, you used to get 50 cigarettes a week. Oh, buddy, there's 2 rations of baccy instead of cigarettes. Somebody had to take. Just take your turn, you know. Just roll them. Just roll up with it. Cigarette papers.
And you had to share it with somebody so you wouldn't have to eat a tin of stuff on your own.
That's a lovely one, Danny.
Who was that?
Danny McCrea.
Which one's that?
I smoked in with him at first and I fell out with him.
Yeah, but which one? Danny McCrea, second from the right at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, who did you fall out with?
Ian.
That's the
fourth. He's the number one. I forget his name. It's Ian with Danny.
Why'd you fall out with him?
I was telling you about the labs. He shook the lice on the floor instead of killing them. used to go like that. We were lousy, you know. Mm-hmm. Used to go like that. And sometimes you could fail it and you'd get it out. You'd say it, little louse. Then you just put them on your thumbnail and go like that. Kill them. But I was watching the bugger one night and he had one like that. You shoot the bugger on the floor.
So it would crawl into somebody else. So it might crawl into somebody else.
It would do. Wait. Squeeze them. Wait, I'm a lousy. First, when we got started there, we got plenty of soap. We used to get a bath down the brickyard. We used to get a bath every, at least once a week. We used to get a bath. And if we had to unload any trucks of coal, we used to get trucks of coal in. We used to pull them in the side and at the brickyard. like these little briquettes, you know, about that big, about that thick. And we used to have to unload them over the wall into the brickyard where there used to be enough coal dust. What we used to do was go in the bathhouse, it was like 3 cubicles, I think. So we went in the bathhouse, take our clothes off, and get an old boiler suit, and put that on. We used to go up and unload the coal, and then go back in the bathhouse, then have a shower, then put our clothes back on. We used to keep our clothes clean, you see.
So they put you on that duty when they needed you to do that?
The bookers used to wait till the weekend. Because they used to wait till we'd see the coal trucks come in. They used to put them inside and up by the station. And they'd probably come in on a bloody Tuesday or a Wednesday. But we never had to unload them on a Saturday.
And was that coal for the village? Was that coal for the village, for the
paper? No, it was for the brickyard. That's what the kilns is.
Oh, yeah.
The kilns were there. And you saw us wait where we should work till dinner time on a Saturday. But we had to go and unload the bloody coal on a Saturday afternoon, you know.
Did you get Sundays off? Did they let you have
Sundays? Oh, it was something, unless there was a coal truck coming in. And we might have, often we used to have to go down the Sunday morning when we had a coal truck, but the bloody thing had been there since the middle of the week, you know.
Was it never attacked by planes? Was it a human attack?
Just once there was a group came over. It was a big raid, big daylight raid. And I don't know what the hell happened, but there was about 20 of them in a group, you know. They all staggered about. And this group broke off and went back. And they dropped these bombs. And then they carried on. They came back and carried on. But apparently there was some Italy youth. We were out in the woods, like camping, you know. And they must have spotted the bloody tents. They went back and bombed it. So it was hell on about it. Yeah. We saw a lot of the Italy youth the next morning when we marched down. Marched down to work and waiting to get the train. The buggers and speed manners and all sorts.
What, they were just little lads?
Well, young, big, strapping young fellas, you know. 14, 15.
Oh, so they got bombed by the Americans. Did they have any flak on that? Any, like, you know, any aircraft guns and that? There was one of them based around.
No, there was a few round about. There was an airfield somewhere near us, because you see fighters coming in that. There was one day, it was Saturday afternoon, this bloody big B-17 came. We were watching him, and he was making them. Certainly there was an airfield on, you know, like, that way on. And anyway, he came, and we'd see them standing in the door and on the top. In the middle of the plane, we were waving like hell, and the bugs was waving back. When he was coming down, he must have landed on this airfield a few miles away.
Was it disabled, like, was the smoke coming out of it and that? Was the smoke coming out of it and that?
No, it was just chugging along, you know, something wrong with it. It was just gliding, like a...
Was it silver or was it grey? Can you remember what colour it was, silver or grey?
Oh, well, I can't remember. But,
Did you watch the planes as they went over then? Were you not scared of the bloody... We're not scared of the bits coming down, like shrapnel and that. We're not scared of shrapnel and all them bullets have to land somewhere.
He had a big area channel on the top of the quarry. We saw him get in there. Well, there's a couple. One of the gaffers, he put himself holding that up on the brickyard on the top. And he used to live there, and his wife, he had two little nippers, you know, kids. Used to get in the shelter, we put them with them. Of course, he knew us then, talked to them. But if they were directly overhead, you know, used to get in out the road.
And were the raids every day then, more or less?
Near enough.
But there would be like a certain time, about half an hour, when you would go over.
You could reckon there was two every week, you know, at the back end of the war. There was at least two every week, daylight. Then just come in night time. You see the bloody flashes all over, you know, a lot used to go over first. Then you see these flares dropping. Well, you see the glow, you know, miles away. Then the other buggers just come in after them. They were like, what was she called?
Pathfinders, yeah. Did they make a massive racket then when they came up?
Oh, aye.
So there'd be like hundreds of planes you could hear them in the air. Well, during the daytime as well, was it like?
Oh, aye.
During the day, what were they? Were they just like little dots in the sky?
You see the vapor trails. All trails, and this bloody stuff used to come down. Like,
foil.
That buggy used to come down. And they started dropping leaflets, you know, showing you all the different types of aeroplanes, what the Yankees and the British had, and what they could carry, and what damage they could do, and all this.
Did you ever see any getting shot down then?
No. Just one fighter. He went in this lot, same going in, you know, all the wheel. And they all seemed to fire together, I don't know. It was just like a flash. And he just disintegrated. Just blew him out of the sky.
You saw the jets as well, though, didn't you? You saw the jets.
Saw a jet. First jet I ever saw. Didn't know what the hell it was.
What was that?
Oh, it was about to end the war. This bloody thing came over. I said, what the hell is this? It's a bloody jet.
What do you think it was at the time?
Oh, it was a bloody rocket or something.
Well, because of the noise it made. Or did it come over really low, like?
Why was it dead? 80,000 feet, so... Aye.
Were you never scared of getting bombed, and were you never scared that you might get hit?
No. Never seen them. Why? We were way out in the country, you know, used to go over the top, but we weren't near any targets or anything, I don't think.
What about if you'd stayed on the truck when you jumped off? You might have ended up... Did you find out what happened to the other blocks?
Well, Cookie finished up in a gravel quarry, I think. Norman. Me and him was together. I saw him after the war, that's where he finished up. Rather on.
Well, some of the people ended up in Dresden, didn't they? They had to be there when it was bombed.
Yeah. They were in every town and village in Germany, my POWs. It was all bloody sorts. Russians, Poles, Serbs, French, English, American, Indian. We haven't had Indians in our village. I've seen them.
What, just marching about in the distance?
You see them, you know, walking from one place to another.
So when was this taken?
That was taken about, I'd say, about February or March 1945.
And it was the bloke that was pals with the coke who took it? Which one was that?
Pat. Pat, him. No, that's, wait a minute. Oh, hey, yeah.
That's fourth, fifth, yeah, from the left. Right. At the back.
Oh, that was him.
Some of them seem to have different uniforms.
I used to have an old French uniform, but I must have gotten kitted out from the Red Cross. We used to get parcels, you know.
Where was the stripe? You had a special stripe to say, the prisoner, where was that?
You had a red patch on here, on your leg, and one on your back, square, a red square, stitched in. Oh, I mean, all of them buggers on. You can't see any of them, though.
So what was your routine when you were working in the car, in there?
Well, I used to get up in the morning, and the bloke was the guard just come for us. And, used to march us down to work.
What time would that be?
Oh, maybe about 7. 7 in the morning. And then we started up at 7. Till about 5 at night.
What was that doing?
Well, we were working in the brickyard. Someone was down the quarry. Someone was in the, you know, in the, where they made the bricks.
What time would you finish?
You got up past 4 or 5, maybe 5 o'clock. And we said, march back up. We had a trolley, we had a handcart. We was calling it the village in the town hall, the rat's cellar. We had a kitchen in there, and this woman used to make our skilly. She used to get her bread rations. Margarine, sugar, little bits of things in a box. Just put them all in this container with a skimmy in. You know, it just came from pot. Put that on the handcart and then away up. Back to the lager.
Was that your only meal that you got out of?
No.
Just one a day? Mm-hmm. What did you get in the morning?
Nant. We had another container full of coffee. There's that, any amount of that, much as you could drink. That's what we used to get in the morning, a cup of that. That's what we used to get.
Or just the one meal a day?
Yeah, well, we used to eat the lot. We used to eat the to eat the skilly and the bread and everything, and we had an out left. And the next day, well, after a few months, old gaffer down at the brickyard, old Deepish.
What's he called?
Deepish. He used to keep pigs, you know, and he had some. It was half the brickyard they never used to use it. They had these kills, and I saw them putting these potatoes in, putting in one of the kills, and they had straw at the entrance, keep the frost out, you know. May or Danny used to go in there.
Which one was Danny? That's
Danny McCrea. Yeah.
Second from the right at the back.
Well, he had a haversack, and he used to go and fill the bugger up potatoes. big gems.
Good.
We used to get, like, say, like on a Friday night, we used to get that. That lasted over the weekend. Because we were getting parcels then. We were all right.
How did you cook potatoes? Just roast them and eat them?
Boil them. I used to boil them. We used to have tins of salmon in each parcel. We used to look in, we used to eat one first and then you know. That's where I got the potatoes and salmon. We used to have a pound tin of butter. We used to boil the tins, mash them up, put a grain of butter in, half a tin of salmon. So you had to go into that. And there was a bloke who used to look after the keels. He used to put, used to lift the lid off, you know, and put fire down, the coal round all the keels. He used to sit upstairs where he told them to, he had a bucket and he used to count them out. I think there was 8 of us used to work in the brickyard. He used to put these potatoes in the pail with the water. And he'd thrown the lids off, put the pail on, he used to boil them. And then at dinner time, we used to get them, and we used to share them out between us. And he used to give us a bottle of pop. So it wasn't so bad, then, you know, at least we got a drink of pop and four potatoes. We used to eat that was dinner. We were getting these parcels, you know, we all started looking fat. Mm-hmm. Oh, biscuits, salmon, spam, cheese.
Did you trade them for cigarettes and things?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Raisins, prunes, pound tin of dried milk.
Were there other prisoners in the village as well?
Oh, aye. I don't know how they, the Indians and them were on, because they used to have their own parcels then. Mm.
Well, they had ones with curry in them, didn't they?
Mm. I don't know what they got, but the Russians got nothing. Poor boys, I suppose, sorry for them.
Were there a lot of them, like?
Aye.
Where did they work?
All over, anywhere. There was a lot there before we went there. There was Russians there. There's a lot of the buggers buried there as well.
So they would just get the stew or whatever?
What we had when we first got there, before we started getting the parcels, they were like that all the time. And what they could cut your pinch or whatever. We used to get them regular, just get them every week, once they started.
When did they start then?
Oh, right up and probably even before the bugger off.